God is faithful and His love and His mercy endures forever. I tell you, even as we were praising God, I just began to feel my expectation rise up. The Spirit of the Lord just began to rise up on the inside of me and just urge me and exhort me to really just trust God and raise my level of expectation for God to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. And I want you to know today that today is your hour of visitation. In fact, I want you to declare that in the comment section. Today is my day for a miracle. Today is my day for a miracle. You know, at the onset of the show, we spoke about and we declared together that we're moving forward. Understand that you cannot move forward and remain the same. You cannot move forward and not experience the miraculous power of God. And even today, as you've declared it in the comment section, I see so many of you declaring right now. Continue to declare that today is your day for a miracle. Understand, God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is still watching over His word to confirm it and to perform it in and through our lives. Today is my day for a miracle. Continue to declare it in the comment section. I tell you, today is your hour. Tonight is your hour. You're not watching this by coincidence. You're not jumping online by coincidence. You're not in that hospital bed. Yes, you. You're not in that hospital bed watching this broadcast by coincidence. You are going to be supernaturally healed today, and you shall testify by next week, and you will declare the very goodness and faithfulness of God from your mouth. For the Bible says, on my mouth, His praise shall forever be in my mouth. You will perpetually be praising God. Praise will forever be in your mouth in Jesus' name. And if you believe that, I want you to give Jesus one more shout of praise, even in this place and all around the nations of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, every time I think about the goodness of God, I get excited. You cannot think about God's goodness. You cannot speak about God's goodness. You cannot experience God's goodness and not be excited. You see, Jeremiah chapter 17, and I want to jump straight into it because I believe this is the remnant in this hour. This is the next generation. This is who we are in this hour, who we are called to be, who we should and how we should be living like in this hour. This is what it says in verse 17, Jeremiah 17, verse 7. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. In spite of what's happening around you, in spite of what the economic system is saying, in spite of what that medical report has already said, blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. You see, you have to choose to make the Lord your hope and your confidence. You need to choose to trust Him. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. You need to choose today. You need to make a choice. In fact, I want you to declare it. I want you to bump your family member next to you sitting at home watching right now. Bump them and say, I choose to trust God. I choose to trust God. Verse 8 says this in Jeremiah 17, 8. They are like trees planted along a riverbank. You're like a tree planted along the riverbank. As you can see, we're right here in the Great Faith. I mean, one of the parking lot areas. But one thing we realize, as a church, we are along the banks of the Buffalo River. And there are many trees along the banks, but they are flourishing. They're green. Catch this, it can be how dry, there can be a drought all around you, but when you are planted and when you are rooted in the Lord, everybody else could be going down, but you are always producing fruit. You are ever producing fruit. You are green in and out of every season. Not green with envy, green with sickness, green with health, green with longevity, green with strength, always producing fruit. It says this, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat. The world can be turning up the heat. The devil can be turning up the heat, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They turned the fire up 7 times hotter. They chose to believe God. They chose to trust God. Even if He doesn't. Even if He doesn't. Some of you have got to declare that out loud right now. Even if He doesn't. You've got to say it from your spirit. Even if He does it, He's still faithful to His word. God is too faithful to fail. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. See, that means that the droughts will come. John 16:33, in this world you will have trials and tribulation. There will be trials. There will be difficulties. There will be challenges. But catch this. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. I declare to you and I prophesy over you, you will never stop producing fruit. In Jesus' name, in old age, you will always produce fruit. You'll be perpetually producing fruit. Come hell or high water, come rainy season or drought season, you will always be producing good fruit in Jesus' name. And if you believe that, once again, give Jesus some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, let me get to my word, because that's not what I wanted to share today. I wanted to speak to you and I wanted to share this. The Lord impressed this on my heart, because in this hour, this is what's required. We are required to be God-minded. What does it mean to be God-minded or Christ-minded? We are faith-minded. We are people of faith. See, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says this: "For who hath known the mind of Christ, that he may instruct him?" Catch this. "But we, as children of God, we have the mind of Christ." See, the Lord has not given you, and I believe this is for someone, and even as I felt an unction in my spirit, the Lord has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, but of love, and of a sound mind. What is that sound mind? It is the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. You see, to be Christ-minded is to be faith-minded. It is totally renewed. It supersedes the natural realm. It supersedes what you see around you. There could be desolation all around you. In fact, in a Gen Z translation, there could be malfunctioning all around you. But as for you and your house, because you've chosen to serve the Lord, you see things from a different perspective. You see things from a supernatural realm. You see things faith-minded. You see, think about this. 20 years ago, when Pastor Andre had seen the Faith Dome, then nobody else saw it. They just, people would have thought he was crazy. When they acquired this building, he said the Lord has need of this building. That's being Christ-minded. That's being faith-minded. That's speaking what is seemingly impossible naturally in the natural and speaking it into existence supernaturally by faith, because you are faith-minded. You see, our obedience is greater than our understanding. Let me say that again. Our obedience is greater than our understanding. See, we don't believe because we understand. We understand because we believe. Blessed are those who believe even though they've not yet seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So in the natural, you may see all sorts of things happening. You may see the desolation. You may see the destruction. You may be experiencing the delay. You may be experiencing the denial. But I want you to know today that as a child of God, your best days are not behind you. Your best days are ahead of you, in Jesus' name. But you've got to choose today to be faith-minded. You've got to choose to have your mind renewed by the Word of God. You've got to choose to renew your mind every single day, because it's only faith-minded people in this hour that will do great and mighty exploits for the kingdom of God. How does faith come? I'm glad you asked. According to Scripture, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the foundation, the very bedrock of your faith, has to be undergirded by the truth of God's Word. You cannot get a source of faith just by listening to sermons, just by listening to me. You need to delve into the Word for yourself. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But you see, again, you can be so distracted by what you see, by what people are saying. The greatest enemy of vision, of the vision that God has given you, is sight. We're called to walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, what I'm saying to you today is this, that even though in the natural, what you're seeing is desolation, what you're experiencing is delay, what you've encountered was disruption. Those things may have happened. But by faith, you see a greater reality. By faith, because you are God-minded, you are faith-minded, you see the end from the beginning, because you have the mind of Christ. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. You see, everything around you is still subject. Everything happening around you, everything happening in the world, everything that the government is saying, that everybody's trying to mandate or impose upon you, is still subject to what God has already said in His Word. God's Word never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word, everything that's happening around you is still subject to your faith in God. Hallelujah. You need to get excited about that. You see, two things that being faith-minded will do for you, and you need to catch this with your spirit, two things that it'll do for you. A life of faith will always place you in command and on demand. Somebody say that. Put it in the comment section right now. A life of faith, being faith-minded, will place you in command and on demand. What do I mean by that? You see, you are in command over sickness, over disease, over lack, over poverty, over any wicked scheme of the enemy. But you've got to have your mind renewed every day by the Word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, I get so excited because I'm quite a simple person. I consider myself to be very simple. I don't like to complicate things. The Bible, yes, there may be some complicated texts that, you know, when someone, I'm in a heated debate with someone about scripture and I don't know what to say, I just hit that button, boom, I have signs, wonders, and miracles that accompany my ministry, so it doesn't matter what you say. And that's the place you've got to be at. You've got to establish today that, hey, I've seen God move before and I know He'll do it again. Settle that in your spirit. It places you, two things that being faith-minded will do for you. It places you in command. You are in command. You are perpetually in command. But you determine that. See, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we are positioned in righteousness. But we determine whether we stay in that position by our commitment to the Word of God. We determine that. No one can determine that for you. So you are in a position of command. You can tell sickness it has to leave. You are in command. When someone is in command, they have authority. You've been given authority. All authority, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Matthew 28. God's last command, our first priority in this hour. The Great Commission. You are in command when you are faith-minded. The second thing is this. You are on demand. I'm sure you've been hearing it, you know, Netflix and all sorts of. Thank God you're not watching Netflix. You're not Netflix and chill. It's NXT and chill. You're chilled in the spirit. You're on demand. What does that mean? People need what you have. People need what you carry. People need this. You have the solution on the inside of you. You see, what's in you is everything you need to be triumphant in this life. Everything you need. By the Holy Ghost, by supernatural empowerment, not just superficial encouragement, you are empowered to be a blessing to your generation. You are empowered to share what you have. That's what places you on demand. You see, the devil wants you to be in fear and not in faith. That's what he wants you to do. Because without being faith-minded, catch this, you cannot manifest heaven's reality on earth. That's ultimately what it's about. We are called to manifest heaven's reality in this earth right now. What does that mean? You have no lack. You have no sickness. You have no disease. You're in God's perfect will. Yes, there may be trials happening all around you, but you don't live by that reality. You live by a higher reality because you are faith-minded. You are God-minded. You see, you are anointed in this hour to bring that reality to earth by faith. Now, you may say, Jade, what is this reality? I'm going to give you three quick keys of the reality of faith we are called to manifest in this earth. Is endless victory. Endless victory. You could also put it down as perpetual victory. It's unending. You are always ever producing fruit. Doesn't matter what's happening all around you. Heaven's reality, you are endlessly in victory. See, it is biblical to be challenged. Yes, there will be challenges. But we said that earlier. There are challenges. It is unbiblical to be defeated. That means because Jesus won the victory over 2,000 years ago, I get to experience that reality today. The second key is this, of this reality, is divine health. Not divine healing, divine health. Divine health. You are healed. You are healed. That is your reality. You need to fight for that. You need to fight the good fight of faith and appropriate that reality. You live and walk in divine health. You live and move and have divine health in Christ. That's your portion in Christ Jesus. That's what's available to you. But it comes with a shift, being faith-minded, being God-minded by the Word of God. And the third thing is this, manifesting God's kingdom and goodness in the earth, which is our mandate as believers, which is to win souls. The Bible says he who wins souls is wise. So if you don't win souls, you are unwise. It's simple. There's no other way of putting it. We're called to win souls. We're called to tell people about the good news of the gospel. See, I speak with such conviction because I was once in the world. I speak with such urgency because I was once there. Had it not been for God on my side, I don't even know where I'd be today. Had it not been for someone going out and manifesting God's kingdom and goodness in the earth, I would never be where I am today. Had it not been for that one person who decided to say, Lord, if you can use anyone in this hour, Lord, use me. In the comment section, I want you to declare that right now. Lord, use me. Lord, use me on Facebook, on YouTube, on Link FM, wherever you are today. Declare it from your mouth. Lord, use me. And then what I want you to do is I want you to write it down on a piece of paper. Lord, use me. And put a dash next to it and put the date and the time. The date and the time. You know, one thing I've realized, if it's not on paper, it's vapor. It's a wrap. Pelile. You'll never find it again. Finished. If it's not on paper, it's vapor. When you declare, Lord, use me, and you put the date there and the time, just understand, God will use you. Sometimes it'll be uncomfortable. Sometimes you'll be called to do the most unusual things. But because you say, Lord, if you can use anyone in this hour, Lord, use me, you will manifest his kingdom on this earth. You will manifest his goodness. And people will encounter his supernatural power, and they'll come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to close with this. You see, when you're in real faith, when you're really faith-minded, you're out of your mind, out of your natural mind, that is. When you are really faith-minded, when you are in real faith, you are out of your mind. Just like Pastor Andre all those years back, speaking to a group of the BKB group wanting to acquire this building for a ridiculous rate. The Lord has need of your building. That is out of mind. In a natural, people would have laughed at him. In another business meeting, people would have said, you're crazy, man. People will say crazy things about you. And this is what I want to urge you in conclusion. You need to catch this in your spirit, because as we get ready even to give, as the details are coming on the screen, I want to remind you to stop doing by force what God has called you to do by faith. Stop doing by force what God has called you to do by faith. You see, as you walk in the reality of the Word of God, the force of faith will be natural. See, faith is a force. It's a supernatural force. That when you obey God's Word, that force, that natural, it's part and parcel of you operating and obeying the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. And when you obey it, the force of faith automatically gets engaged. So don't do by force what you've been called to do by faith. Even right now, as the details are coming on the screen, I want to urge you to raise your level of expectation, to get to a place where you say, Lord, I'm tired of trying to do things by force, doing things here and doing things there, helter-skelter, trying to do things, trying to hustle on this side, like trying to hustle there, and you get so busy hustling that all God is saying to you today, just have faith in me. Obey my word. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Hear what my Spirit is saying to you, and obey that. You see, I've come to realize this, that every time I've chosen to be faith-minded instead of fear-minded, every time I've chosen to be more focused on what God's Word is saying than what the world is saying, I've seen how I've experienced supernatural exemption. And I declare to you today that upon this commission of faith, even as God's Word has gone faith, as you choose to be faith-minded, you will be supernaturally exempted from every wicked scheme of the enemy in this hour. By revelation of God's word, by revelation, through the word of God, by the word of God, your faith is energized and you will experience divine exemption. When everybody else is saying there's a casting down, you will say from your mouth, there's a lifting up. And right now, as those details on the screen, get your seed ready right now. Get that amount ready. The Lord's given it to you already. I'm not going to tell you how much you should give, what you should give. The details on the screen right now, even in this place, there's envelopes. The envelopes are going around. Get your seed ready. Sow a seed. We are still in significant September. It is still a month of significance. We're about to step into October. Understand, the rest of this year will be the best of this year as you choose to be faith-minded. As you choose to say, Lord, I'm taking you at your word. I see many of you in the comment section on Facebook saying, my seed is in the ground. Continue to sow seed. Continue to take God at his word, and watch how he supernaturally works on your behalf. The Lord told me the other day, and I was just spending some time with him, and he said to me, Jade, your loyalty to me will position you for royalty. Your loyalty to me will position you for royalty. See, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation by God in this hour as the remnant. That's who you are. And as you sow a seed today, sow that seed knowing that, Lord, I'm sowing the seed of faith, that even in my mind it may seem ridiculous to do so. Even everything about me is telling me not to do it, I choose to do it because I am faith-minded, I am God-minded. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this privilege we have to sow today. Even as your word has come forth, we are faith-minded, we are God-minded. And as we live in that reality, we declare divine exemption, divine protection, divine promotion, divine supernatural provision in Jesus' name. Amen.